organically farmed foods don't have any more goodness in them than foods produced using ordinary farming methods. That's according to a study just published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The researchers scrutinized findings from 162 studies done over the last 50 years comparing organic and conventional foods in terms of their nutritional content. I asked the lead scientist, Alan Dangour, of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, why they decided to look at this question.
The question is an important one because many people buy organic products because they believe them to be nutritionally superior to conventionally produced products. There have been some reviews in the past where authors have looked at the available evidence or looked at some of the evidence and come to a conclusion about whether or not organic food is better than conventionally produced foods with regards to its nutritional content. The problem with all the previous reviews is they've been non-systematic, so they haven't looked at the totality of the available evidence. And what we did is we looked at all of the evidence published over the past 50 years using a very specified routine called a systematic review process, where we pre-specify the search terms and pre-specify how we're going to conduct the review, and then we conduct the review according to those criteria. And then we look at all of the evidence published. So in this way, you get an idea of the totality of the evidence rather than a biased, potentially biased review, which looks at just a few studies which interest the reviewer.
What sort of evidence, for example, were you looking at?
We looked at all of the published literature in which researchers had compared the chemical content. And that's with regards to nutrients and other nutritionally relevant substances. So the chemical content of foods produced either organically or produced conventionally. And so those could be any number of nutrients. And in fact, we identified a vast number of nutrients that were compared in a large number of different foods over the last 50 years.
So that's vitamins, minerals, proteins, whatever?
Absolutely. Vitamins, minerals. And so the classic macronutrients, that would be carbohydrate content, protein content, fat content. The micronutrients, so that's vitamins and minerals, vitamin A, vitamin B. The minerals, things as calcium, zinc. But also these potentially important nutritionally relevant substances, things like phytochemicals, the flavonoids, the polyphenols, those sorts of things.
And what did you find?
Well, we identified a number of nutrients that were reported frequently, and we found that actually there were very few differences. One of the most important things we discovered was actually that the quality of the research in this field is very limited. And so that's a real problem when you're conducting this sort of work. But when we looked at the studies that we classified to be of satisfactory quality, we identified very few differences in nutrient content between organically and conventionally produced foods. The differences that we did find, for example, that conventionally produced foods had more nitrogen in them than organically produced foods, are entirely in line with the production method used. So conventionally produced crops contain more nitrogen because conventional farmers use more nitrogen fertilizers in the production of those crops.
And what you're saying is it doesn't matter?
And whether or not it has a little bit more nitrogen or not doesn't make any difference to population health. So the differences that we did find were very small, and they wouldn't have any public health benefit.
So what is the message that people should understand from your research?
The main message from this research is that there's no evidence that there's nutritional differences, so differences in nutritional quality between organically and conventionally produced foods. There may be other differences, so there may be other reasons for buying organic food, for example, pesticides, herbicides, and that should be an area for future research. But we can clearly say from this systematic review that there's no evidence of a nutritional superiority of organic food, but importantly, organically and conventionally produced foods are of equal nutritional quality.
But a lot of people do complain about things like pesticides. If you've not covered that, why didn't you cover it? And how big an influence might that be?
Well, I can't say how big an influence it may be, but clearly there are differences in production regimes on the amount of pesticides and herbicide use in organically and conventionally produced farmings. Whether it's important to public health, we don't know the answer. Whether or not there are differences in pesticide and herbicide content or residues of those things in the foods of organically and conventionally produced foods, we also don't know the answer. That was beyond the scope of our review. I'm a nutritionist. In order to do that sort of review, you'd probably need a toxicologist or a chemical scientist who knows more about the pesticides and herbicides used.
But these matters are, in fact, regulated, aren't they?
They're highly regulated, and they're regulated both in the organic industry and in the conventional farming industry. There's no reason to believe that the potentially higher levels of pesticides and herbicides in conventional foods are bad for your health, but it would certainly be an area of further interest, and it may still be a reason for the public to consider buying organic foods.
Do you have any idea of why it is that many organic foods really do taste better?
Well, that's rather anecdotal. I was in the market the other day, Shepherd's Bush Market, and the man had organic bananas. And I said to him, golly, you're selling organic bananas. And he said, yes. He said, do you know how you can tell the difference between organically and conventionally produced bananas? And I said, no. He said, organic bananas taste terrible. So I think it depends on your anecdote. You know, I'm not sure that I would agree that organic food tastes better.
So you're a bit of a skeptic then?
I'm interested in the evidence. And at the moment, I'm not convinced by the evidence.
So you are urging people then to look at evidence rather than sentiment?
I would agree with that entirely. I think it's very important, and one of the main reasons we did this research was to have a look at the evidence and to present the totality of the evidence. At the moment, there is no evidence that there's a benefit from eating organic food with regards to its nutrient content. That's from a review of the totality of the evidence published over the last 50 years. So I think that's an important finding, and I would urge the public to look at the evidence rather than follow their heart on these matters.
Alan Dangour from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.